This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You might remember, but maybe not. It's been busy, I know, that back in May, President Biden said the United States would send 80 million vaccines to other countries by the end of June. We're almost there, and less than 10 million doses are reported to have been sent so far. There is no shortage of vaccines, the White House says. It's a logistics thing. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on the increasingly busy supply chain desk today.
A lot needs to happen to get vaccines from one country to another and into people's arms.
You don't want to just put vaccines on a plane, wave goodbye, and hope for the best.
Joshua Michaud at the Kaiser Family Foundation says it's an enormous challenge.
Just from the U.S. perspective, there are three different vaccines that they are donating at the moment. Each of the vaccines may have its own transportation requirements, cold storage requirements.
And most countries have their own regulatory requirements. Rebecca Weintraub at Harvard Medical School says right now that is one of the biggest hurdles.
Some countries have decided to conduct clinical trials on their local populations before authorizing the use of the vaccine. You can imagine the delay.
Many countries also need other supplies in addition to the vaccine, says Ala Valente at the research company Forrester.
What those countries need is, first of all, to be able to have the syringes that they need to administer the vaccine.
They also need enough people who are trained and authorized to give shots. Valente says both of those are things the U.S. could help supply.
If the U.S. also contributed the human capital to be able to go to these countries and help with that distribution effort, I think that would go a long way.
And there is a very long way to go. In most countries in Africa, for example, less than 1% of the population has been vaccinated. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.